Hi guys, how y'all doing? Welcome to Scripted Voices. In today's episode, we will be narrating for a spin. Sit tight, relax, grab a coffee, and enjoy. A radiant afternoon in a remote garage. Indira washes a Bentley with a hose. Her attire, a simple graffiti crop top, hot pants with gray sneakers, her ginger hair neck length. Ross walks in the garage. Indira dries the sweat on her temple. "Victor is out," she disclaims.
Yeah, I'm actually not here for him."
"Well, you sure ain't here for me.
I can't fix shit. I can only clean."
"Sure, is that car for rent?" He points at an old Porsche.
"Nope, engine's dead, and we don't rent."
She points at the neon sign outside the garage. Ross straightens his biker's jacket and runs his fingers through his hair. "Can I take a look?" "Victor has been working on it for weeks."
"Come on, just one look."
Indira ushers him to the car. He takes a look at the engine for a couple of minutes, getting his muscly hands dirty.
"Can I take it for a spin?" he asks.
"Wow, you are really pushing your luck here, bud."
"Tell you what, I'll take it for a ride, and if I get it back here safe and sound, you'll have to come to my racing contest this weekend."
"Really pushing your luck here, bud. And if I apparently crash it, I'll pay you double for the cost." He offers her his credit card. Indira walks towards him and stops just a few inches from his face, her hand on her waist.
"You are a daredevil."
"So they say," shrugs Ross. Indira makes him sign a few papers. Ross steps out with the Porsche.
"Be right back."
Victor walks back in the garage in overalls. He's hands dirty.
"Did I just see the Porsche on the road?"
Indira shrugs. "The silliest guy came over." She explains everything to him.
"That must be Ross. We go way back. Funny he likes Porsches now.
Always went for monster trucks." He slides under a Jeep. "You should go to that racing contest." Indira spits the water in her mouth. She walks to the Jeep, her legs visible to Victor.
"I've been working for you for 6 months, but I'm not going to a date because you tell me to."
"Suit yourself." He smirks.
"He's objectively handsome, don't you think?"
Indira throws a towel at him. Victor laughs out loud.
"Ah, I want to see how this unfolds," he utters.
Ross drives in the garage and parks the Porsche. He steps out of the car and has a short conversation with Victor. Indira listening at a distance.
"You've been MIA, Victor points out.
Ross shrugs. "I needed a break from the streets. Fixed your Porsche, by the way." Ross pats Victor on the back.
"Thanks," utters Victor.
"So, I need some fresh paint and wheels for my tournament this weekend."
"Nice to have you back, brother," admits Victor.
They bro hug. In the tournament, Ross drives instinctly, sweat dripping from his temple, drifting like a real pro. Indira looks at him, fascinated from the bleachers.
"Wow, he actually doesn't suck."
"Best of our time." Victor smiles. They both stand up and scream as Ross reaches the finish line. They clap happily. They walk towards him.
"You made it,"
states Ross, observing her motion.
Second place. Not bad, she mocks. I was a little rusty, Ross admits.
Out of practice? She asks.
Yeah. Let's celebrate. Drinks on me, utters Ross.
You have to go without me. I already promised Bianca we would have dinner at her place, states Victor. It's all cool. Say hi to her for me.
Victor waves goodbye. Indira walks with Ross to the parking lot. Cheesy way of picking up a girl. Ross opens the door for her.
It worked, didn't it?
Indira shakes her head and gets in the car. Ross plays some slow jazz and vibes.
I never took you for a jazz lover, admits Indira. There is a lot you don't know about me.
True, she agrees.
He parks at a small, cute restaurant. After you. Indira gets out of the car.
They dine.
Indira takes a shrimp and places it between her teeth. She extends herself to Ross. He bites. Indira whispers on his ear.
Do you know I used to be a grid girl?
Ross's eyebrows raise. Indira stands up and performs her grid girl walk. The whole restaurant turns to look at her.
I just came second on a tournament, shouts Ross.
The whole restaurant whistles and claps in excitement. She bows politely and gets back on her seat.
Now that's how you celebrate a win.
Indira reaches for her door. Thanks for dropping me.
Anytime.
Ross leans in for a kiss. Indira stops him, her hand on his chest.
You have to do more than that.
Ross sighed, smiles disappointed.
I gotta admit, you're hard to please.
To get, actually. Indira kisses him on the cheek and gets inside. Ross walks to his car, only to find Indira's phone on the passenger's seat.
Ross walks back to her and rings the bell.
He gets in and looks around the place.
Indira?
You left your phone in my car.
He walks closer. Indira comes out of the bathroom in a towel.
Ross! She screams.
Sorry, your phone.
He looks away.
Give me that!
She takes it.
So, you want me to leave?
Yes, I want you to leave, she scolds. He reaches for the door and stops, holding himself back. He makes a fist. He looks back, and at that moment, Indira drops her towel.
Oops.
His eyes glitter.
Get that for me.
She hides her chest with her hand, her panties hugging her hips. Their breaths slow down to deep, heavy breaths. Ross walks back and takes the towel from the floor and offers it to her. She takes it aside and helps him with his t-shirt to reveal some ink.
You are horrible at spotting a bluff, she mocks.
I just listen, he shrugs. He carries her to the bedroom. She points at a cupboard and he takes out a condom. He quickly keeps it on and thrusts impatiently. He places his hand on her thigh for support. Indira rests her head on his shoulder.
Ride me like one of those pretty cars you drive.
He goes faster.
Oh, fucking Indira.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked the story. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe for a shout-out, and follow for more juicy episodes. See you in the next one. Bye.